Thanks so much for tuning in. It is a JM and the AM Friday morning Rosh Chodesh broadcast, day 15 in the counting of the Omer. If you got the count last night, make sure to do so sometime today, day number 15. Candlelighting at 721 in New York. Make sure you know when things start where you are. Again, candlelighting 721 in New York. Make sure you know when things start where you are. Rabbi Reuven Tarrigan is with us live via telephone. Rabbi Tarrigan is Dean of Overseas Students at Yeshivat HaKotel and Educational Director of the World Mizrahi Movement. In addition to speaking about next week's activities, I call to your attention that Rabbi Tarrigan is going to be at Congregation Avas Achim in Highland Park, New Jersey this Shabbat, tonight and tomorrow, for a Shabbat Eretz Yisrael celebrating the 75th anniversary of the State of Israel. He'll speak tonight at an Oneg Shabbos and then in synagogue tomorrow multiple times, including during and after Tfilah and before and after Mincha tomorrow as well. Rabbi Reuven Tarrigan, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Great to be here, Nachum. You should call for your wonderful work and mazel tov in the new office, new studio.
I appreciate that. Toda rabba. Thank you so much. Good to have you here for a couple of days in the United States. Do you think you can do in Highland Park what we try to do this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, which is give a taste of what it's like to be enveloped in the spirit of Am Yisrael and all these commemorations and celebrations here in the diaspora?
We're definitely going to do our best. You know, I always offer my host to bring a gift, and I asked each of the hosts what I could bring, and they all said, bring a little bit of Avira to Eretz Yisrael. Bring a little bit of the air from Israel. We know our ancestors used to treasure the bottle of wine they received from a shaliach from Israel. Today, of course, we can all go, and we should tune in and remember the beauty of being in Israel, the underlying beauty beneath all the challenges and questions, and appreciate what God gave us 75 years ago and continues to give us today.
By the way, you're speaking multiple times on Shabbat, beginning with tonight, so people have an opportunity to hear you on many many different topics, many different angles regarding the State of Israel. Bezrat Hashem, those of you down in Highland Park, New Jersey, take advantage of Rabbi Tarrigan and his presence this Shabbat. Join him tonight and tomorrow as he celebrates Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, 75 years at Avas Achim in Highland Park, New Jersey. All right, let's start with what's happening next week. As you know, originally I was planning on being there, but I'll be on this end of the world celebrating with everybody. Mizrahi, and you are the educational director for the World Mizrahi Movement. Mizrahi is bringing together religious Zionist delegates from 48 countries. In fact, off the air, you revealed to me that that's an astounding number, and you'll explain why in a moment. And this is going to be a Mizrahi event, a week-long event that includes being together for Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day, being together for Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel's 75th anniversary, Independence Day, and then a very special two-day conference, Congress, together to address very important issues. Tell us from your perspective about next week in Israel.
Nachum, great introduction. There are two programs we're running. One is experiential for 48 hours, Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut, to give people a true taste of what those two powerful days are like in Israel. It'll include ceremonies and tiulim, really special 48 hours. But the unique added second program that begins Wednesday night in Yirtzeh Hashem is an unprecedented gathering of the Orthodox community, of its representatives, like you said, 48 countries, coming together to build a network that's going to help the international Orthodox community work together as an international community. And the reason the number is special is not only the similarity to the Sfiras HaOmer, but the Zionist Congress going on this week in Israel only managed to get representatives from 38 countries. So this is larger than what the broader organizations are doing. It's really the Orthodox community coming out in full force. And it's representatives of all kinds of Jewish organizations, shul rabbis, shul lay leaders, principals, educational lay leaders, people running shiduchim, youth delegates, to really bring together all those who work within the community, both professional and lay leaders, so we can all work as a group. For example, we're launching an international shidduch mechanism that will allow shidduchim to be made across the world.
Wow.
Just to give one example. To think about the power of what we can accomplish when we work together as an international Orthodox community who face the same challenges, we can face them better when we're working together. And so the 1,000 delegates coming to this Congress from the 48 countries, over 250 cities, are creating the frameworks to be able to move things forward as an international Orthodox community.
Well, I hope and I pray that all the leaders that you cited, those in the world of education, those, of course, who have their own synagogues, those who will lead organizations in this country in different capacities, I hope they'll have the ability to bring all these messages back and be able to communicate to people how important it is to keep Israel on our minds and to participate in these initiatives going forward. Because just as you said with the Shidduchim, I'm sure technology and the advancements that have been made is a major part of that. We have to take advantage of what the world is like today in order to advance important causes to our community.
You said it perfectly, Nachum. Today, everyone lives in an international global village.
Yep.
That's where we are. So our Jewish needs should also be something we can work together on in that venue. And we're addressing 30 different topics. Every topic that the Jewish community faces, we know this because we got the topics from the constituents, and we're thinking about how we can address them better together. For example, freedom of religion. They're struggling with this in Europe, in Brussels.
Right.
We have issues here in America, too. How can we do it better when we talk to each other and work together with our combined resources and abilities? The Shidduch app is basically going to be something where Shadchanim can put in information about people, and then there'll be algorithms that process this information from around the world and can help make suggestions and help find, obviously, the human touch, but as a basis to start thinking about finding each other. Again, when we work together, it brings so much more to the table.
It's funny. We always talk about the future of the Jewish peoples in the state of Israel, but you guys are taking it very seriously, discussing every aspect of our future, including family life, which is such an important part of our people's future. So kol hakavod. By the way, I assume if people go to the Mizrahi website, they can actually see the entire program online, right? I would assume so at this point.
Absolutely, and there's a special site for it, Israel 75. That's all you have to put in, Israel 75 Mizrahi. You'll find the right place. You know, you mentioned family life and our constituencies. There's two kinds of topics we're addressing. What are the issues the communities are struggling with and the relationship with Israel? What are the issues in Israel? What's our relationship with Israel? Those are the two topics. And, of course, it makes sense to do all that in Israel. I want to mention specifically a really wonderful part of the program is the Women's Leadership Forum. There are eight forums working at the program with different constituencies. And my wife, Shani Tarrigan, has put together a group of over 100 women from around the world.
Wow.
Who are going to be addressing defining women's leadership, both within Limud HaTorah for women and in general. And it's so desperately needed to bring the leadership together in a way that the women can work with each other and interface with the other groups there in figuring out how we can build our community together. And so there's two issues. There's the rabbis and the educators and the Shidduchim people and the women. And then there's all these people from the different countries working with one another. The more we connect with each other and work together, again, the stronger our community of communities is going to be.
No question about it. Everybody should check it out. Go to the Mizrahi website. It's a lot there. Take advantage in general of what they're providing to us from Jerusalem on a regular basis. But with this big week coming up, there's a lot to see and certainly a lot of interesting aspects to the Congress that you'll want to explore. And we'll have representation at the Congress. There are people we are associated with, of course, who are going to be there. And in addition to Rabbi Tarrigan, we hope to hear from them next week as well. Also, Rabbi Tarrigan, you are, of course, the Dean of Overseas Students at Yeshiva HaKotel. It is not a secret to this listenership that that is a yeshiva that's very dear to the heart of the collective Siegel family. And the Yeshiva HaKotel Yom Yerushalayim dinner is happening Monday, May the 15th. This is happening in New York at the Moises Safra Center, beginning at 6 p.m. with a dinner and program. Eitan Katz is going to be there with his orchestra to perform. You'll be honoring Mark and Chantal Belzberg, who, of course, are well known to this audience for their grateful philanthropic work. Parent honorees will be Randy and Robin Cohen. Alumni honorees will include the Dubins and the Saxes. And there'll be many honorary guests as well, including the former legal officer to President Trump, Jason Greenblatt, who we've spoken to on this show, and Ofer Sofer, the Minister of Aliyah and Integration, and Ambassador Ron Dermer, the Minister of Strategic Affairs, is expected to be at the dinner as well. This is all happening on the night of May 15th, Monday night in New York City. AFOYH. I assume American Friends of Yeshiva HaKotel, AFOYH.com, AFOYH.com/annual-dinner for information about the event. Anything you'd like to add about this significant get-together on May 15th, Rabbi Tarrigan?
You said it wonderfully, as you always do, Nachum, and it's right before Yom Yerushalayim. And
right.
Yeshiva HaKotel and Yerushalayim are, of course, synonymous. We're celebrating 56 years of both. They excavated the old city after the war. 2 months afterwards, the yeshiva opened up Erev Tisha B'Av. And ever since then, the two have been connected. I don't know if people know, the campus of Yeshivat HaKotel that was set aside by the government is 10% of the Jewish quarter. It's really a landmark. And so we're linked at the hip, Yerushalayim and Yeshivat HaKotel. And we do our best to help Jews feel Yerushalayim. And we celebrate both together. I'll give you a little scoop, Nachum.
Sure.
In a few minutes, in the old city of Yerushalayim, a very special event is taking place.
Yeah.
Very few people know about it. We all know about the sad tragedy of what happened to the D family in Efrat this week.
Sure.
Yesterday, the D's reached out to me and told me that the family wants to come to Yeshivat HaKotel tonight for Kabbalat Shabbat and dance down to the Kotel with us as a way of exiting their Shiva period. And of course, we accommodated them, and it's happening in a few minutes in the old city. That's what Yeshivat HaKotel in the Old City mean to the Jewish people. It's the Ir Shechubra Layachdov, the city that brings the Jewish people in happiness and sadness together. And that's why we invite everyone from around the world to know that you can find us here, opposite the Kotel, as the center for the Jewish people. And that's what we're celebrating in New York at that dinner. And that's why these ministers and legal advisors, the top people, are coming out to remind ourselves to appreciate the fact that we have Israel, the fact that we have Yerushalayim, and it's 2 days before Yom Yerushalayim, the dinner. It's something we have to remind ourselves of because many of us are too young to appreciate a time when we didn't have it.
And I assume that you'll be going from the dinner back to the yeshiva to celebrate with everybody on Yom Yerushalayim itself.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. And Nachum, I hope that you'll be able to join us and you'll be able to be tashlumin on the trip you weren't able to take now.
You know, that's an excellent idea. That really is an excellent idea. And people shouldn't panic about this week as well. You'll be there in time for Monday night's Yom HaZikaron commemoration.
In Mirtz Hashem with bells on.
Say the least. Hey, good luck this Shabbat. Send regards to our friends in Highland Park.
Thank you very much. And best regards for the wonderful Siegel family you mentioned before. And keep doing the wonderful, wonderful work you do on behalf of Am Yisrael. Nachum, yeshar koach.
Yeshar koach to you, and much appreciated. And Shabbat shalom. Rabbi Reuven Tarrigan, tonight and tomorrow at Avos Achim in Highland Park. As you heard, obviously, he'll join us next week. I just have to shore up the schedule with him, with a report or two from what's happening at the Zionist, or I should say at the Mizrahi Congress in Israel. Of course, May 15th, we'll be celebrating together here in New York in advance of Yom Yerushalayim with our friends at Yeshivat HaKotel. And a big thank you to Rabbi Tarrigan. More coming up. It's Friday, Erev Shabbos, JM and the AM.